Yo, 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 what's up, my fellow humans? Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood self-care guru, back with another dose of reality you can actually apply to your lives. Today's topic? Movement. Yeah, I know, sounds boring as heck, right? Like something your grandma would nag you about. But trust me, fam, this ain't your typical gym rant. We're talking about sneaking movement into your day without turning it into a full-blown workout routine because, let's be real, who has time for that? Especially when there's an entire season of Stranger Things waiting to be devoured. Listen, Gen Z is drowning in stress, deadlines, and FOMO. Ever feel like your life's one giant hamster wheel? You know that feeling when your brain's fried from scrolling through endless TikToks and you just want to melt into the couch? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. Movement isn't about six-pack abs or becoming a fitness influencer. It's about injecting some damn energy back into your life, making your body feel good, and boosting that mental clarity so you can actually function in this crazy world. Think of it like this. Movement is the ultimate mood booster. You know those days when you wake up feeling like a deflated balloon? Just 10 minutes of dancing to your favorite playlist can turn that frown upside down faster than a Drake diss track. It releases endorphins, those magical feel-good chemicals that make you want to conquer the world. Or at least finish that essay due tomorrow. Here's the breakdown. Number 1, ditch the all-or-nothing mindset. Stop putting pressure on yourself to hit the gym for an hour every day. It's not sustainable, it's exhausting, and let's be real, you're probably gonna bail anyway. Instead, think small wins. Take a 5-minute walk around your block while listening to your favorite podcast. Do some squats while brushing your teeth, you're already doing that, might as well get something out of it. Number 2, find what makes you move. Don't force yourself into activities you hate. If cardio is a chore, try dancing, parkour, seriously, look up tutorials online, so cool, or even just jumping around your room to TikTok trends. You know, like that one where you have to do the hand dance while wearing pajamas? You're already doing it, make it count. Number 3, make it social. Exercise with a friend, join a dance class, salsa anyone, or try an online fitness community. Having someone to keep you accountable and hold your feet to the fire, or at least make sure you don't fall asleep during the workout, can be a game changer. Plus, it's way more fun than watching paint dry. Number 4, sneak it into your routine. Walk or bike instead of taking the bus. Use the stairs instead of the elevator. Do some stretches while you're waiting for your coffee to brew. Every little bit counts. Remember that episode of The Office, where Michael does those ridiculous dances? He wasn't necessarily working out, but he was definitely moving. Number 5, reward yourself. Treat yourself to something you enjoy after a good movement session. It could be a delicious smoothie, a new playlist, or even just some extra screen time, don't judge. Now, let me tell you about Sarah. She's a Gen Z girl like you and me, juggling school, work, and trying to maintain some semblance of a social life. But Sarah was constantly feeling drained, unmotivated, and like she was running on fumes. She knew she needed to move more but didn't want to commit to a full workout routine because it felt overwhelming. So, what did Sarah do? She started small. Instead of driving to the grocery store, she walked. While studying, she took short breaks to stretch or do some jumping jacks. On weekends, she joined a hiking group with her friends. You know, something that wasn't just about scrolling through Instagram and pretending to be happy. And guess what? Sarah felt amazing. She had more energy, was less stressed, and even started sleeping better. Moral of the story. Movement doesn't have to be complicated or time-consuming. It can be as simple as taking a few minutes each day to get your body moving in ways that feel good to you. Okay, real talk, Gen Z, you're brilliant, creative, and capable of changing the world. But if you're constantly running on empty, how can you truly shine? Stop letting movement be another thing on your endless to-do list. It's not a chore, it's an investment in yourself. Now go out there and move. Dance like nobody's watching, walk with purpose, and let that energy fuel your dreams. Don't forget to tag me in your TikTok workout challenges or DM me your self-care wins because I want to see those victories. And if you loved this episode, hit that subscribe button and share it with all your friends who need a little movement motivation. Keep it real, keep it moving, and remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.